Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank as the Panther golf team gets ready for another tournament starting up tomorrow in Worland after their first rounds as they took to the golf course at Olive Glen last weekend. We had a chance to talk with Powell High School head coach Troy Hildebrand and first of all ask him about all the new golfers that he has on the Panther golf team this year.
Actually, the biggest turnout that I've had, this is my 20th year as the golf coach, and this is the largest team that I've had. I haven't had an assistant for probably the last 15 years now, and this is the most players that we've had in that time. So a really big group of freshman boys. There's 13 freshman boys that are coming out. So a lot of those attributed to a little bit improved and more driven junior program here at the golf course. And with starting with Mike Pop and moving on to Curry Reynolds and Jeff, the pros that we have now, they've really done some nice things to get kids involved. And so I'm seeing a little bit of that here. This is probably the first year that I've seen that those kind of numbers. And then at the top end, we have a handful of seniors, including George Higgins, our returning All-State player. He'll be kind of be the guy that we build around this year and that we can use as a role model.
And especially it's a lot easier for you. You don't have to teach as much fundamentals with a good junior golf program in place right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you have these young men and women that are coming out that are a little more familiar with some of the basics of the golf swing, you know, they haven't played maybe a ton of golf, but at least they've been exposed to how to hold the club and the basics of the swing and some of the things that you would have to start with. And in such a short season, that certainly helps out to have that established.
Your first tournament behind you guys, what did you see that you need to work on a little bit?
With just 3 days of practice, just short game, there's just not enough time in 3 days to do everything. We just got to figure out in those days who can go to that first tournament and kind of get the ball around a little bit. But it for most of those young players, it's on-course experience and short game that really is going to make the difference between starting at, say, 115 last week and being able to kind of quickly get that down under 105 around the greens is definitely the best for us.
Plus, young kids get to see probably one of the best crop of 3A golfers that's been around for a while. 3A is really loaded this year, isn't it?
Boy, they are. You know, third year in a row, fourth year in a row where Lander, they cycled a lot of their top players out. They still return the defending state champion in Jaron Calkins, and he shot 65 in Cody the other day with 7 birdies and 11 pars. So that kind of sets the tone for how good he is. And then Worland has about 3 or 4 kids that are in that same ballpark, 75 or better. So they definitely see some good play. But a lot of times there's little things they can take away from that. Even when they're a few steps behind that, there's still things that they can learn and see those guys do that's like, well, I can at least mimic that part of the game. So definitely areas that they can take away from those players.
And we're back with more after this.